Good evening. I'd like to call this House Ways and Means Committee to order. Today is March 1st, 2023. Let the record reflect that it is 6:02 p.m. Today we have present Speaker Tilton, Representative McCabe, Representative Allard, Representative Gray, and myself, Chair Carpenter. And in the room we have Representative Prox and his staff, who will be joining us at the table here momentarily. I'd like to remind everyone to silence your cell phones. Staff assisting us today will be Kevin Allen with House Records and Zach Lawhorn with the LIO. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here tonight. My staff, Kendra Broussard, will be the committee aide. Today on the agenda, we'll be taking up amendments to House Bill 45. Our intent is to move the bill out of committee this evening. We had an amendment deadline set for HB 45 and our office received several amendments from the committee members. So I would like to invite Representative Prox and staff to come forward. And before we take up the bill or the amendments, are there any questions for the sponsor before we get started? All right. Guess we will take up the amendments now. Do I have a motion for the First Amendment?
I think we're going to start with number two, right?
Number one.
I move amendment number one, Mr. Chair.
My correction. I got my numbers corrected. We are starting with number two. That is what I said earlier.
Okay. And let me amend my amendment, motion for amendment, and I move amendment number two.
Thank you. And I will object for purpose of discussion and ask the bill sponsor to explain amendment number two to us.
Ooh, that's going to be tricky. Amendment number two deletes the discrete amount of $25 or more in increments of $25 from page one, line 10, and inserts 10% of the amount of dividend or more in increments of 10%. And the rationale behind that was currently we don't know what the total amount of the dividend might be. And so you could guess that the dividend will be $3,700 and you want to give away $3,000 of that to various entities or return it. And then if the dividend turns out to be less than $3,000, you run out of money to give away. And if you just give the money in percentages, whether it goes up or down, everybody gets the same percentage of the of your dividend contribution. So it's just more practical, given we don't know the amount of the dividend when we fill out the application.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Prox. Questions? Representative Tilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, Representative Prox, is increments of a percentage, is that what? It's my understanding this would go through the Pick, Click, Give program. Is that still what you're looking at as far as the administration of being able to return portion of your dividend or all of your dividend back? And then is that currently set up to do percentages, or are they using dollar amounts?
Thank you. Through the chair, and I forgot to identify myself for the record. This is Mike Prox, District 33. And through the chair, currently it's set up that you make discrete contributions when you apply. And whether it is, well, right now it'd be all through Pick, Click, Give. And if, no matter how you change it, or if we don't make any other changes, it still makes sense to have the percentage contributions rather than discrete amounts. Does that answer your question?
sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I will remove my objection. Are there any other objections to amendment number two? Okay, seeing none, amendment two will be adopted by the committee. Can I have a motion for amendment number three?
Certainly, Mr. Chair, I move amendment number three. Actually, that's your amendment. You should probably do it.
Representative Gray?
I move amendment number three.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion. Would you like to describe your amendment?
Sure. So the purpose of this amendment is to get rid of the administrative charge that would be placed upon any pick-click-give item. Currently, it's like a 7% surcharge fee that people pay when they pick-click-give. Since what we're doing is giving someone an option to give the PFD back to the government, it stands that we should, at the very least, let the amount that they want to give back to the government go back to the government and not have part of it be taken away as an administrative charge. That's the purpose of the amendment. It does insert some language stating specifically that this contribution from this subsection shall not be used for administrative costs. So, in other words, the amount that you choose not to take for yourself will go back to the government.
Questions, Representative McKay?
Through the chair, I just would ask the sponsor, do you support this amendment, Representative Prox? Is this a friendly amendment?
Yes, through the chair, Representative Mike Prox. Yes, I think this amendment is acceptable. If the way the program is managed currently, the pick, click, give program is administered by a third party, and there is some extra work involved, so that's hence the 7% fee. But once this is set up, the contribution to the general fund will be pretty much automatic. The computer will do it, and there should be minimal administrative fees. But either way, it's just an accounting entry. The money will come out of the general fund one way or the other. Either won't go into the general fund or it'll come back out of the general fund, but it'll be just included in the Department of Revenue's appropriation one way or the other. So this seems to make sense.
Thank you.
Any other questions about amendment number three? Okay, I remove my objection. Are there any other objections to amendment number three? Seeing none, amendment number three is adopted by the committee. Can I have a motion for amendment number four?
Okay, this is the one I'm supposed to move. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number four.
I will object for the purpose of discussion and ask the bill sponsor to speak to amendment number four.
Through the chair, Representative Mike Prox, and this amendment just seems to establish a priority order. And let me make sure I get this right. The first priority, education, the education raffle. The next one is pick, click, give, and then the third one is returning the money to the general fund.
Okay, questions regarding this amendment? Okay, remove my objection to amendment number four. Is there another objection? Seeing no objection, amendment number four has been adopted by the committee. All right, I do not have any other amendments that will come forward today unless there's anybody that speaks up and has one. I don't see one. All right, then that brings us to the will of the committee. Are there any final questions for the bill sponsor or comments from members? Representative Prox, do you have any comments that you'd like to make?
Well, just kind of what we did consider another amendment that to try and get around the income tax obligation that this generates. If the money gets into the possession of the individual, and even if they give it back to the state, there is a tax liability. That was a major objection to doing this, the practical considerations. And that fixing that problem, I think, is doable, but it got fairly complicated. So in the interest of time, I think it just makes sense to move with the general idea and give people the opportunity or make it easier for them to give the money back to the general fund. And then we can fix the tax liability later. But I don't think it is a major obstacle to the general goal of the bill.
So I guess a question that I would have in that regard then, if the bill is adopted by the legislature and there is a mechanism for an Alaskan to give their permanent fund dividend back to the government, and they have a tax liability on that, federal tax liability, and they're okay with that, then the process would work.
Yes, it would still work. And I think the tax liability part can be fixed. It was just like a lot of things that you do in statutes, it's easier done than said. So
we'll
have to wait on that.
Yep. If the bill is adopted by the legislature and becomes law and the process is established, but people don't want to pay an income tax and don't have a tax liability on it, then the process would still be in place, but nobody or fewer people would use it.
Correct.
At some point in time, as either prior to the legislature adopting the bill, or after it is adopted, a solution presents itself to this income tax dilemma.
Yes.
It could be implemented at that time.
Yes.
Okay.
And that, through the chair, that would just improve the idea going forward. So.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Prox. What is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move to report House Bill 45, version 33-LS0309/alpha out of committee as amended with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, House Bill 45 is moved out of committee as amended. Thank you. And we will take a brief at ease to get the paperwork signed. Okay, we're back on the record. I would like to acknowledge that Ms. Genevieve Wojcik was on the phone to answer questions, and I want to thank her for participating tonight. She got off with no questions tonight. Anyway, no other business before the committee. We will be adjourned as of 6:18 p.m.